Now I see the light at the end of the tunnel. This is my way through. Now all I gotta do is pay attention and be intentional. Yeah.
Hello, 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 hello. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of My Way Through. In my own instance, how I sang my way through, where I talk about how it is I lived through abuse, childhood abuse, and I also bring, you know, on board guest speakers to also talk about how it is they were able to live through some trying times in their lives. Like, you know, last week we brought on Miss Jane, who talked about how she lived through the death of a husband, a young husband, and herself, and how she lived through divorces, and she is still, you know, living life to the full, impacting lives. So my name is Mayowa Oyeloye, or Mayowa Just Praise, or MJ Praise, and I am the host of this podcast, How I Sang My Way Through. Today's podcast, I know it sounds a bit controversial. I can actually feel some people gritting their teeth and saying, what does she mean? She is a Christian. What does she mean that I forgave but I can never forget? But how dare she say that? How dare she say that? Okay, hold on to your horses. Okay, I'm going to explain from my own point of view, and I stand firmly by it because it's something that has worked for me, and I hope that at the end of today's podcast, you will see the reason for this. To say that, forgive but never forget. Now, when I say forgive, as you know, can be very difficult. It is really difficult to forgive, but do you know what? It is easier to forgive than hold on to hurt, than hold on to bad experiences. It is easy because there is an expression that says that if you don't forgive, you're just given whatever it is that has wronged you, the grace to live rent-free in your head. Sometimes some people don't even know that they've hurt you, but you are the one carrying that hurt, and it leads to bitterness. And I think they actually did say that some cancers actually emanates from carrying so much bitterness. I don't know how scientific this is, and forgive me if I am wrong. I am not in any way belittling the effects of cancer at all, and I'm not in any way alluding to the fact that if you have cancer, then that means you have bitterness around you. Not at all. But do you know what? Forgiveness is just beautiful. Forgiveness makes you light. Literally. It just gives you this peace and calm around you. In my own case, now, when I share my experience of going through childhood abuse, and people are like, oh, you are so brave. And I know I've said this in my previous podcast. And I tell them that, no, people, I am brave. I am brave. I've chosen to forgive those perpetrators, but I am mad at the devil for trying to rewrite my destiny. To try to derail me from achieving my purpose in life. And I took charge of my life thanks to the grace of God and thanks to intentionality from my own part. So I've forgiven every perpetrator, and I'm not saying that they won't get their comeuppance. They will definitely get the repercussion of their actions, either through Mother Earth or through the law system, which in my own case is late now. Because it happened a long time ago, and I started talking. Do you know the funny thing? I didn't even know that what was happening to me then was actually abuse. I knew it was wrong, but I just thought that I deserved it, kinda. Do you understand? I just thought that, yes, it's just part of my destiny that I just have to go through it. But realizing that that is not the case has given me the grace. It has given me the grace to be able to say, I forgive whoever the perpetrator is, but I won't forget. Because if I had forgotten what it is I had gone through, I wouldn't be here doing this podcast. I wouldn't be able to be the visionary for the outdoor music concert I do that is aimed at giving a glimmer of hope to victims and survivors of abuse. So when I say forgive and don't forget, that is what I mean. I say forgive, let go and let God. Let go. Don't hold on tight to that negativity. But don't forget in the place of you wanting to turn that despicable experience into something positive, into a place where you find yourself in a space whereby you are able to impact other people positively. Don't forget and be in a place of trying to let people hurt the way it is you're hurting. Don't let your not forgetting be attributed to that. Okay, don't forget and say that, oh, I'm going to let anybody, you know, everybody around me feel this impact that I've, this, you know, this act that I've gone through. They need to know what it is I've felt too. Don't put yourself in that position. Don't say that, oh, because they don't know what it is I've gone through, they would surely get it from me. Don't say that because you went through childhood abuse, then you have to be a perpetrator yourself. Don't say that because you were abused yourself, then you have to abuse other people yourself. Don't say that because you witnessed domestic abuse, then you have to let your partner also bear the brunt of domestic abuse. Don't say that because you witnessed domestic abuse, then you also have to you also have to do the same thing to anybody that you're in a relationship with. I witnessed domestic abuse. I mean, people, I am on top of the list, you know, when it comes to not having a successful marriage. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that I have a perfect marriage, because that means I'm delusional if I say I have a perfect marriage. I don't in any way have a perfect marriage. But you know what? I have a great marriage. I sometimes think that, wow, what would I have done if I had not met my husband? What would I have done? And don't get me wrong, we also have our downtime. Sometimes I feel that, God, why did I even marry this man? You know, you feel that way too at times, right? You know, either to your wife or to your husband. But you know what? 99.9% of the time, I thank God that I married my husband. Because it pushes me to even actually talk more about, you know, this experience of going through abuse. And as I told you in the previous, my first podcast, that he actually inspired me to do this podcast. Because it was like, you know, people need to know you more than just you saying, 1 minute of saying, yeah, I went through childhood abuse from the age of 5 since my teenage years in the hands of various men. People need to know that you have more layers to your onions. They need to know what it is you carry. They need to see what it is I see. What it is I've been seeing from the age of 17. They need to know. To you being a woman of 43 years old, they need to know. They need to see it themselves. Now, get this. The experience that you've had in the past, and in this case, that bad experience that you've had, is a scar. But you have two ways to handle it, to deal with it. Either you carry it with pride and you say that, though I went through this, but I won't let it go through me. I went through this for a reason, and I'm going to impact the life of those that are going through it or coming behind positively, and let them know that there is still life after that egregious act or experience it is they've gone through. Or you carry that scar with shame. You carry that scar with resentment and say that because I went through this, the world will know I am going to hurt everybody because I am hurting and because I feel the shame. So the ball is in your court. How are you going to play it? Do you want to carry that ball, that scar, sorry. Do you want to carry that scar with pride? Or with shame and resentment? How do you want to play that ball? And do you know what? You know by now that I said I've actually suffered in the hands of various men. various experiences, various accounts, but the truth is that I can't really tell you in full each experience. I know bits and pieces of these experiences, although the ones that happened at the later part of my life, I can tell you, I can give you more details about it. But if you tell me that, okay, tell us fully what it is, you know, for this act or that act, I can't really tell you. I can only tell you that, okay, I can tell you the location, maybe in the sitting room or the bedroom, or what it is the perpetrator was putting on or wearing, or their face or their countenance when they were doing what it is they were doing, or the actions that led to it. So bits and pieces like that, I can really tell you about each experience, but not fully. And I'm so thankful for that, because the bits I've been able to remember are bits that I can use, you know, that I don't really want to forget. Not because I want to relive that experience, but because I want to be able to, you know, see that, to be able to divert people or make people aware of such traits when they see it happening, probably around them or around their children. And with me having children, I can sort of tell if somebody is, you know, no matter how close it is they are, I can actually say if they have an inappropriate relationship with my children, because I've been able to discern from my own past experience. And I always say this, that a stranger won't leave the road. And I know that, yes, strangers leave the road and come in and do some egregious things, but 99% of the time that abuse happens and is left untold, it is carried out by family members or friends, people you would entrust your children with. In my own case, that is what happened. Nobody left, you know, nobody came from outdoors to come and, you know, perpetrate the act indoors. They were actually neighbors, friends, family members that actually committed this act. One of the reasons why you shouldn't forget about what it is you've gone through is, when you don't forget, you know how to abstain from letting other people feel how it is you felt when this act was carried out upon you, or when it is you went through the same experience. Because you'll ask yourself this: how did you feel when you were going through that experience? Would you want to burden people with such, or would you rather unburden them? How did you feel about such acts? And do you know what? I understand the old ideology behind forgive and forget. But do you know what? I don't think it is realistic. If you have a memory, you will definitely not forget a life-changing or life-altering experience. Unless, of course, you've got a memory loss. But my podcast today is centering on, or focusing on, when you don't forget, or if you don't forget that bad experience you've gone through, try to use it positively, not negatively. Try to impact people positively with it. And I'm not saying if you're not comfortable sharing your experience, try to live a life that is exemplary, you know, exemplary positively, not a life that will sort of showcase what it is, that bad experience it is you've gone through. I think it is actually good to acknowledge what it is, that bad experience it is you've gone through, because by the time you're pushing it down and you're saying, oh, since I've forgiven, I will forget, it just takes a little thing to trigger that memory. And I have been there, so I know. I have been there. I suppressed the memory of witnessing, you know, domestic violence between my mom and my stepdad. I suppressed that memory. But And I never told my husband that I actually witnessed this. But the thing is that anytime it is we're having a bit of disagreement, and he should raise, if he raises his voice in the slightest, I just get scared, or I withdraw, or do something just outrageous, not something that is not healthy when two adults are having a disagreement. And one day we were watching like a Nigerian film, and the first scene that came on was a man that just took off his belt and started beating. I mean, it was just so unexpected. And I just told my husband, "Oh, sweetie, take this. I don't want to watch it." But obviously, that scene had been ingrained in my head. And my husband quickly, although he quickly changed the channel, but I'd already seen it. And I just started bawling uncontrollably. I think that was the first time I would really, really cry regarding that, you know, witnessing domestic violence. And my husband just, he was confused. And I just started crying, And I said, "I don't want to watch this because it brought back memories." And he said, "I understand. I'm sorry. Your mommy told me what it is she witnessed between, you know, but in the hands of her husband." Do you know? That is why I know that when you try to repress or suppress, I don't know the right English to use now, all these experiences, and you don't deal with it, it's not healthy at all. And even in the case of the sexual abuse that I went through, and you know, I said I didn't really know that what I went through was abuse. And regardless of the fact that I even let my husband, now it was my boyfriend then, know about it, it still affected the early part of our marriage. I couldn't even leave my daughter with our father when she was a baby. Even when my daughter grew up and she could dress up herself, I couldn't. And if I should see her leave the door open a bit ajar, even if it was just both of us that were home, I would just go off the handle. And she would look at me, "What is wrong with this crazy woman?" But now she understands. She knows. She understands. Thanks to the grace of God, the help of my family, and a wonderful team, I'm able to forgive those perpetrators. And I'm able to use that experience for something positive. It took a while for me to be able to get there, but I achieved it. So I tell you today, forgive and forget. But if you don't forget, don't beat yourself up. And if you don't forget, try to use your experience positively. Don't let it give into depression. Don't let it give in to you committing the same atrocious act. Don't forget in a place that you want other people to hurt too, or become a perpetrator yourself of whatever experience. Remember that you've been created for a purpose, and don't let that experience you have gone through, or that experience you are going through, dictate the rest of your life. Thank you so much for joining me for this podcast, and I will see you for the next podcast. Remember to please help me share, and if you'd like to advertise or give a shout out on this podcast, please let me know. And as I always say, I need finances to keep this running, because it is finances I'm using to keep it alive. Thank you again. And I really do appreciate your support. Have a wonderful life. And I'm waiting and looking forward to hearing how it is now you live your way through lots of things. Bye.
Now all I gotta do is pay attention and be intentional. Yeah.